KXRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court says it will consider whether or not states can ban children from receiving medical treatments in order to live as the opposite sex.
The justices have announced they'll hear an appeal from the Biden administration, which seeks to block a Tennessee law barring the use of drugs to help anyone under the age of 18 live as the opposite sex. The Tennessee law also bans sex change operations, but the Biden administration has not chosen to challenge that part of the statute. A growing number of states have passed similar legislation.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting arguments before the high court will take place in the fall. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden denouncing anti-Semitic violence outside a Los Angeles synagogue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Over the weekend, pro-Palestinian demonstrations in a heavily Jewish neighborhood in L.A. turned violent, requiring police in riot gear to gain control. In a statement, the president said he was appalled by the scenes and that intimidating Jewish congregants is dangerous, unconscionable, anti-Semitic, and un-American. He went on to say that blocking access to a house of worship and engaging in violence is never acceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Full-time residents of Ruidoso are allowed to return home as federal authorities are seeking to prosecute whoever started a pair of New Mexico wildfires that killed two people and destroyed hundreds of homes. The defense has rested its case in the murder trial of a Massachusetts woman accused of striking her Boston police officer boyfriend with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowbank. Karen Reed charged with second-degree murder in the death of Officer John O'Keefe. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 267 points, but the NASDAQ losing 142. This is SRN News. A Catholic hospital in Canada being sued.
St. Paul's in Vancouver refuses to allow assisted suicide on its premises and has a legal exemption for that. But a couple whose daughter wanted to kill herself is going to court in hopes of forcing St. Paul's to violate its religious beliefs. In fact, the hospital transferred the couple's daughter to another facility where she was able to end her life. The plaintiffs in the case say no medical facility should have any exemption of any kind. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thailand Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for that country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. The legislation now goes to the king for his pro forma endorsement. Thailand will become the third place in Asia, after Taiwan and Nepal, to allow gay marriage. This is SRN News. In health news, it's never too late to get into shape.
If you are getting up there in years, you may want to consider hitting the gym and taking up weight resistance training. Experts say research into aging finds those who are 60 plus can and do benefit greatly from a little weightlifting. Doctors say resistance training is in many ways the true fountain of youth. But they also point out before you embark on any physical training, consult your physician. Jason Walker reporting.
The state senate in Massachusetts has passed a wide-ranging bill curtailing the use of plastics, including barring the purchase of single-use plastic bottles by state agencies. It also bans plastic bags and making straws and plasticware available by request only. The move comes as a growing number of states are addressing concerns about plastics. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.